The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
It's time for Take Five, a recurring feature of The Business of Giving with five or so quick questions posed to the leaders of the world of philanthropy, business, and social enterprise.
We're going to play Take Five with Mario Marino, the chairman of the Marino Institute. Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
What should we be worried about?
State of our democracy.
What is one of your favorite documentaries or movies?
Godfather.
What is today's most underreported story?
Community solutions that are working.
What idea in philanthropy is ready for retirement?
Evaluation for the sake of the foundation.
What is something you believe that other people think is just insane?
Performance really matters.
Name some organization or person you have a tremendous amount of respect and admiration for.
Business sector, Steve Denning, the chairman of General Atlantic Partners with Bill Ford as CEO. Nonprofit sector, many people. Gordon Berlin, MDRC, Pat Lawler, Youth Villages, to give a few, real quick.
What is a favorite part of your morning ritual?
Starting to walk in the mornings, just to get some bearing. And normal one, get my coffee, get my Pizzelle, being Italian. Go through the papers quickly, and then try to find something that will get my mind positive again.
What is the most important thing that makes for a healthy organizational culture?
The leader walking the talk.
What have you changed your mind about in the last 10 years, and why?
Collaboration.
What do you wish people would be more open and honest about?
The facts.
If you were a kitchen utensil, what would you be?
A stirrer.
If you were to start your career all over again to do something completely different and away from this field, what do you think that might be?
Architect.
What is your superpower?
None.
If you could have one gigantic billboard anywhere with anything on it, what would you have it say?
Love my family.
What is something, whether this is related to your work or not, that you are exceptionally excited about right now?
I'm fortunate to have so many things I could comment on, but I'll just hope to see the Indians in a World Series.
Name one book that you would like to give as a gift.
Oh, Boys in the Boat.
What do you think about when you're driving in the car alone?
Execution. My mind's always on execution.
What topic would you speak about if you were asked to give a TED Talk on something outside of your main area of expertise?
Probably the implications of technology.
What is something about you that very few other people know?
I'm a pushover.
Given the choice of anyone famous in the world, dead or alive, that you could invite over as a dinner guest, who would that be?
The Pope.
What is the best constructive criticism you have ever received?
Boy. There's been a lot. Probably from a friend of a relationship I broke up in. You know, I was reading a book about type A personalities when I interrupted her sentence and dawned on me my type A nature and why I didn't listen well. And it was a galvanizing moment.
When's the last time you sang to yourself?
Probably my son's wedding.
What is the last thing that you taught yourself to do?
We're using a technology to do video recording a PowerPoint presentation so you can deliver the presentation with yourself in the screen so it's personal, and we're just implementing that right now.
What is something that everyone seems to just love but you don't particularly like?
I'm the Bert of the Ernie and Bert world, and I'm skeptical, so... I just get so fed up with all the quick praise of things without stopping to really ask the hard questions.
What is one of the best gifts you've ever received?
Oh, my kid's calling me.
What advice would you give to your 20-year-old self?
Slow down.
And finally, do you have a quote you live your life by or think of often?
Not in the way you just said it. One thing I went through is determine your eulogy. What would you say? It took me some time to get to this point. But, you know, when you look at it, there's no such thing as legacy. And I mean, I don't think that way. and this is what drives me. It's you want to be known that you were a good father, a good husband, a good son, a good sibling, a good member of family, a good friend, and you made a difference in other people's lives in big and small ways, period.
Thank you very much, Mario.
Thank you.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.